Are you sure you want to stay here? It looks creepy.
But Savannah, this is the House of Mystery. Let's see, the brochure says true crime, conspiracy, alternate history, all rooms right here in the house.
I don't know, which room is ours?
Yes, this may be our room. Oh, well, sorry, ma'am. Obviously, this is not our room. Ah, here's our room. True crime.
You have now entered into the House of Mystery, the best in true crime, conspiracy, and alternative history, with Al Warren and Kevin Thompson. KCAA, the stations that leave no listener behind. Broadcasting on 1050 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.5 FM. The trifecta of talk radio for Southern California.
Okay, now joining me is Andy Tournay. How are you doing today, Andy?
Great. Enjoying the sunny Texas weather.
So let's start a little bit about yourself. So you are a Texan. You're living in Texas, and how long have you lived there?
Almost all my life. I briefly went to graduate school in Colorado, but the rest of my life has been in Texas.
So now we kind of saw one of your things on Facebook, and it kind of went around. So you've been wearing a T-shirt that's sort of been causing some controversy. What exactly is that about? So you put on the T-shirt, and restaurants and places are kicking you out. So when did this first start happening?
Well, it's only happened once, and that was on, I believe it was February 9th. It was a Sunday morning, and I wore the T-shirt to a restaurant in Richardson, Texas, and apparently some patrons objected to its content, and it was very odd because the manager came to me and expressed that some people had objections to my T-shirt, but she didn't ask me to leave, and we were seated at that point because we had been in the waiting room waiting for tables to open up. We were seated, our drink orders were taken, and then she came back and expressed that some people were unhappy with the shirt. And I said, well, I'm terribly sorry about that, but, you know, I'm going to continue eating. And then she sent a cook out from the back, and he said, the owners have decided that you're being asked to leave. So that's how it went down.
So now there was no fight involved or no swearing or nothing unusual. It was just they approached you and said, well, we're not real happy. And then basically the owner wants you to leave.
That was basically it. But I should note that the T-shirt has three pretty blatant obscenities on it. So, and they are aimed at President Trump and his supporters.
Right. So now the T-shirt in general is saying, you know, the F word, Trump, and what, supporters?
It says F Trump and F you for voting for him. And on the back it says F the racist alt-right. And back of the shirt I actually did myself. The front of the shirt, I assume you'd like to hear the story of the origin of the shirt.
Yeah. Where did you get it?
There's actually a lady out in West Texas, Karen Fonseca, who, and honestly, I think that she's much braver than me because I've been out in those parts of West Texas, and to say they're unfriendly to progressives or liberals would be a bit of an understatement, but she drives around with that on the back of her pickup truck in 2-foot-high leathers. And she got arrested for the truck. And I heard about this, and I decided to buy a T-shirt to help her defray her legal costs related to the arrest. And that's how I got involved. I at that point, before the restaurant, I had worn it exactly once in a Home Depot and actually had a worker walk up to me and thank me for wearing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's a good percentage of people that are unhappy with Trump and the way he is. So I don't doubt. So in a way, you bought it to support her, and now it kind of comes back. Are you wearing a lot now? And if you are, what's happening?
Well, one of the complaints that was directed at me is that the language on the shirt is pretty rough for children. And I thought a lot about that. And what I do is, if it's an adult venue, I just wear the shirt without any worries. But if it's, for example, I attended the Irish Festival, and I wore the T-shirt, but I used gaffer tape to cover up the U's in the offensive word. And, you know, I had one person complain, and I probably had 20 or 30 either shake my hand, give me a hug, or offer to buy me a beer.
Yeah.
So,
so what exactly, when you do get that person that complains, do they actually get specific and say, the swear words, what I don't like, or is it that they just, or they're probably a Trump supporter and they don't like that you are wearing the shirt? Like, can you distinguish which one it is?
It's almost always, I'm a Trump supporter and I find that offensive. I have had a couple of people say to me, the language on that shirt isn't appropriate for public. Or, I agree with what you're saying, but I don't like the language. The vast majority of people who object, though, are Trump supporters. And, for example, the person at the Irish Fest was manning the Sons of Confederate Veterans booth. And he burst out of his booth and right up into my face and was like, get out of here, you liberal. So,
it's kind of
crazy. My girlfriend was pulling me away before I could respond.
Well, yeah, it's probably best not to get into a fight in a way. Now, as far as I understand, after the Vietnam War, someone wearing the shirts, anti-Vietnam War, the Supreme Court allows them to wear the shirt, and that gave you free license to wear your shirt. So, I'm just wondering, do you feel protected by that law, or do you think it's just kind of it's not really a protection for someone like you?
Well, I mean, it's a protection from the police, because what essentially the First Amendment protects against government action. By extension, via the 14th Amendment, the First Amendment applies to states and local municipalities. But I have no protection under the First Amendment for being in private venues and being asked to leave. I mean, certainly a business owner can say, that's not appropriate for my business, and ask me to leave. And if that happens, I will. You know, that is their right to do so. Most do not do so. In fact, only one has asked me to leave, and that's how I have my 15 minutes of fame, if you will.
Yeah, not exactly how we want it, but do you have any intentions of doing anything with this now? Or where do you see yourself going now?
Well, I actually lost my job over this. It went viral, and at the time I was working for a very conservative company, although I myself was in a very artsy kind of division. We did pet products. So I worked for an oil field company, but there was this tiny little division that did pet products, and that's where I was. And the oil field division was very offended by the T-shirt, and they said, look, we don't particularly want you employed here. And that is okay. In Texas, it's an at-will employment state, and they have the right to do that. For me, it's been kind of liberating. I have been a very quiet progressive while employed by this company, and I now have 30,000 Facebook followers and growing, and I'm using this opportunity to really push for progressive causes, inclusive causes, anti-racism. These are things that I've felt deeply but not been particularly vocal about, and now I feel free to be very vocal.
Well, so what exactly drove you to this? So you feel like those causes the president is not supportive of, or do you think he's just anti, or where do you see it?
The president ran a campaign which courted white supremacists and racists and denigrated people of color. And since being elected, I feel very strongly that he has, in fact, shed any inhibitions he had. When he referred to the Charlottesville Unite the Right march, and he said there were very fine people on both sides, well, I'm sorry, Nazis killed my grandfather in France, in St. Lô, France, June 23rd, 1944. I don't have any patience for coddling Nazis. That's beyond the pale. And that really, I mean, the fact that he couldn't even denounce the Klan and Nazis was disgusting to me.
So now, with your followers and stuff, are you getting negative and threats on that Facebook as well? Or is it just pretty much all people following that they like what you do?
Well, it's funny because I like to crunch statistics. I have no idea why, but I do. And what I'm seeing is that somewhere between 96 and 97% of what I get is very positive. But I go through phases where apparently my name or something I've posted goes into a pro-Trump group, and then I will have a week or so filled with all kinds of foul stuff, racist stuff, and sometimes it degenerates into threats. And about the time you contacted me, I was during a period of time I've gotten the most threats I've gotten, and some of them were pretty explicit. One guy emailed saying, "I'd love to see your brain splattered on your driveway." So some people don't like me.
Well, yeah. So do you feel really threatened, or do you think it's just a lot of talk?
I suspect the vast majority are cowards. They are very brave on the internet, but not face to face. The problem is, of course, I never know which ones are the cowards and which ones are truly dangerous people. And that's, you know, just reality, but I actually have a friend who works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I've spoken with him a bit about identifying real threats and things like that. I'm in touch with the police. I have consulted with a Dallas County constable on what security measures I can take. That individual is a personal friend. I'm consulting him as a friend, not as a professional. But, you know, I take it seriously. I keep my home secure and keep an eye on the specificity of threats, and I turn them into Facebook and the police.
So now, where do you see this going? Like, what do you plan? Do you plan on pursuing this kind of a political, I don't want to say career, but this political ideology? Like, are you following this through and going to do more things like this? Or are you going to try and kind of hide and go away?
I think that my, okay, I don't want to sound silly, but
no,
I feel kind of called to do this.
Okay.
Some of the most moving replies to the whole incident have come from African Americans who sent me things like pictures of their children and said, I really didn't think any white people cared whether my kids lived or died. And, you know, I write back and I say, I don't think wearing a T-shirt really, you know, and they say, no, you're speaking out as a white guy against racism, and that means a world to us. And that really moves me, you know. It makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile, as silly as it sounds.
Yeah, it's kind of... Well, you know, I mean, things happen, and who knows why, and why not follow it through? If it seems to be something that you want to do and you have the desire to do it, do it. How do you think the police are treating you in general? If, like, do you feel like they're supportive as well?
I think they're professional. You know, they... I'm a citizen... And they're going to give me good, as professional advice as they can to keep me safe. They've let me know. One thing I was doing when I got threats is I would usually respond with a smart-ass remark and post it to my page. And that, by the way, I have a 28-day Facebook suspension because of doing that. I gather that you're not supposed to post private messages, which I'd actually done for a long time without issue, so that was a surprise. But the police said, don't instigate. You know, when you respond to these guys, you're escalating them. So I'm going to stop doing that, and I have.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You never know what... people are going to react to or what the police think and stuff like that. So you have to be careful. It seems to be laws changing all the time, or even the ways companies like Facebook and YouTube and that decide to run their business, their format. So it's hard to say. Well, that's amazing.
It's a moving...
Yeah.
Social media is a moving target. You know, laws haven't caught up, and even the companies... sometimes seem ambushed by how users use them and how groups of people can work together to target others or support others. So I understand that it's a very imperfect system at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of a growing thing. A lot of things happened over the election, so, you know, it's hard to say where it'll end up. Now, for the listeners, do you want to give out your Facebook and website or any information you have if people want to get in contact with you, hopefully for supportive, more positive reasons?
Yeah. On Facebook, I'm Andy Ternay, and that's T-E-R-N-A-Y. And on Twitter, I'm Andy _Ternay. So they can find me either location. I have a YouTube channel, which I have. Oh, it's www.youtube.com/user/ACTIII. And that's me.
Okay.
And I'll be on Twitter for the next 28 days. I'll be very quiet on Facebook because I'm not allowed to comment.
Yeah. You have to be careful. You never know. Well, Andy, we wish you the best of luck, and let's stay in touch.
Hey, thank you very much for the interview, and I hope you guys have a good weekend up there.
To find out more about our show, guests, or listen to a previous show, visit our website at www.somethingweirdmedia.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.